Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. Starting with the U.S. Federal Reserve and the growing expectations that they might cut interest rates more aggressively next year.
Good morning, Alice. Yeah, it's interesting to see how the market is pricing in at least 5 quarter-point cuts by the end of next year, up from 4 a month ago. It's partly because of the Fed's changing views on tariffs and inflation.
Right, and it seems part of this shift is also due to Donald Trump's constant criticism of Jerome Powell, calling him Mr. Too Late. He's been pushing for lower borrowing costs, right?
Exactly. Analysts say Trump's pressure has fueled expectations that Powell's successor will be more dovish. Deutsche Bank's Matthew Raskin noted that the market is increasingly anticipating ongoing easing once the next Fed chair is in place.
I see, so who might be in the running for that role? I heard Trump has narrowed it down to 3 or 4 people.
Current Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Kevin Warsh, a former Fed governor during the 2008 crisis, are seen as frontrunners. Christopher Waller, another Fed governor who recently supported a July rate cut, is also under consideration.
So the prevailing market wisdom is that whoever replaces Powell will be more dovish. Does that mean they'll ignore economic realities entirely?
Not necessarily. Ian Lingen from BMO Capital Markets said they might be more amenable to lowering rates, but not entirely non-responsive to the economy's needs. The market is also talking about a possible shadow chair, who could signal a more dovish direction before Powell's term ends.
Right, and the White House says a decision on Powell's replacement isn't imminent, but what about the Fed's recent statements? Are they hinting at faster cuts?
Yes, Governor Michelle Bowman joined Waller last week in supporting a rate cut as soon as July, citing lower than expected inflation. This has pushed 2- and 5-year Treasury yields to 2-month lows as investors price in more cuts.
But wait, Powell pushed back against a July cut, saying it's off the table until autumn. Why the hesitation?
Because of inflation risks. He mentioned at a recent speech that the Fed is expecting to see the effects of Trump's tariffs on prices in June and July. Consumer price inflation did accelerate in May, but not as much as economists expected.
So the Fed is cautious, but the market is getting more confident in rate cuts. It's an interesting dynamic with Trump's influence and the potential new leadership.
Definitely. It's a complex interplay between policy, market expectations, and political pressure. We'll be keeping an eye on any developments as this story unfolds.